it's the first of the month, and you're expecting the mail, and say, I'm getting my check today, and you try and make sure somebody agrees with what you just said, and so the words you put at the end of that sentence, I'm getting my check today.
Nina.
Okay. All right. You didn't put anybody to any extra trouble. Somebody did something for you, but it didn't put them to any extra trouble, like gave you a ride or something. So the expression they might use in this situation. Okay, somebody thanked you for a ride into town, and you might say, well, don't mention it, we...
There's no trouble, we're going anyway.
Okay. All right, when you're talking about the good old days, okay, and you, there's a song out about it, I think. How do you say, talking about the 40s?
Well, back in the 20s, 30s, 40s.
Uh-huh. How would you talk about them? You say, that was a good time. How would you refer to those days?
Well, back in the 20s, you know, that was the kind of the swinging and the good times. Then in the 30s was more or less the Depression time, and then the 40s it came back from the war times.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Okay, but, all right, you have a bunch of men standing at a bar, and they're talking about the good times they had, say before they got married and had any responsibility, and one of them will shake his head and grin, and he'll say,
those were the good old days.
Okay. All right, somebody says, hey, didn't you call earlier? And you know it wasn't you who called earlier, so you would say, no, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay. Okay, if when you were a little boy, if you'd gone in to the kitchen and your mother just found out the cookie jar or whatever was empty, and she'd say, Nevin, did you eat the last cookie? You'd have said,
no, I didn't.
Okay, if she said, was it you who ate the last cookie?
I said, no.
Okay. All right. Okay, if something just won't turn out right, you might say it was never meant
to be.
Okay. All right, if somebody wants to sell you a product and it's something that you would have to buy a whole lot of, you might take a little piece of it to try it out, and what would you call that little piece?
A small sample.
Okay. If you're looking at two floor patterns, you know, like for linoleum, you'll say, well, that one's pretty, but that one's even
prettier.
Okay. And the first one was
pretty.
Yeah, but the second one was
prettier.
And the one that you liked the very best of all of them
was even prettier.
Okay. Okay, now, if you were barbecuing and you had on good clothes and you didn't want to get
greasy.
You know, greasy or whatever, what might you wear over them?
An apron.
Okay. Now, this thing that you write with is called a
pencil, pen.
Okay, and what I attach Pam's diapers with is a
safety pin.
Okay. Now, cans used to be made out of what?
Tin, coated tin.
Okay, and a dime is how many pennies?
Ten pennies.
Okay.